we're now going to talk to Healesville Core, CORE. We've got with us the head honcho, Karen, who's president, and Greg, who's a treasurer. Welcome to you two.
Thanks, Colin.
Good to have you along. Now, I've got to ask you, when was Healesville Core set up?
It was established back in 2017, Alan. So the previous president and founder wanted to do something on ground level, and he thought he'd get a town meeting happening to see if there's any interest in setting up a community renewable energy group. And with over 200 people filling the memo, I think the answer was yes.
Yep. So why did he feel the need to form the group?
Well, what he perceived as not enough action on all levels of government, and a lot of these things start from the ground.
I'm not here to bad governments, but that's not an unusual, that's not an unseen thing. So who was your founder? Like, who was the person who decided?
His name's Jeff Barlow, and at first he ran a lot of free community events. So it was all about education and helping the community transition to renewables, which is actually our, slogan, our mission statement.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's are you looking for, is it all about zero, I guess I've lost a bit for words here a little bit. Is it about, do you want to see everything swap over to away from coal power and cars and diesels and petrol cars, or do you see a need for them both in core?
Well, I guess it's called a transition to renewable energies for a reason. And it's just helping people make choices, lifestyle choices, and make the link between their lifestyle choices as what appliance they buy, what car they buy, and also how they heat their home, all those sorts of things, lifestyle choices. And they are linked to the climate change emergency that we're in at the moment.
Yep. So I guess there's something buzzing in here. I'm not sure what it is, not me. So do you see a day when there will be, where all cars will be electric cars or battery cars, and everybody will go over to renewable? Does Healesville Core have a plan that Healesville should be by year 2025, not 2025, but 2045 or something like that, or do you just... Are you just working through the transition period,
I think we hate to put a date on it as such because there's a lot of things beyond our control, of course. We're just a volunteer group. So all we can do is just be there for the community. Some people do reach out to us and ask questions about how they can save money on their power bills, for instance, or what sort of solar they should get, how much solar. And we try to help people as much as possible. We can do that directly. And we'd also run regular free community events where we just ask the community what they want to know and we try to oblige.
Right. So in the time since 2017, has there been a big uptake on renewables, medium or very slow?
Are you talking Australia-wide, Healesville?
Oh, no, I'm talking about Healesville, sorry. Because we're only here talking about Healesville.
Okay.
So if I had a look recently, Alan, at some of the data that comes out for 3777 postcode, predominantly around the take-up of solar panels. And you can see over the last probably 10 to 15 years, there's definitely an uptick in the uptake of solar panels. Yeah, for a variety of reasons.
Yep.
Most of which are probably financial. I mean, going back to probably 10 or 15 years, it was a lot more expensive to to outfit your roof.
And there weren't a lot of government rebates around in those days, were there?
No, and there were very few providers in the market, say from a competition point of view.
Yep.
So I think over time what's happened is that as people have become more aware of the potential of renewable energy, more participants come into the market, which starts to drive costs down, which makes it more affordable, et cetera, et cetera. So that doesn't mean to say that everyone can afford it. In fact, we had an event recently where a lady asked a lot of questions, but speaking to her afterwards, she was really more about the information now for when she could afford it, rather than doing something straight away. And that's really what CORE is. Part of our mission is to try and help
demystify.
Yeah, absolutely.
And education. So do you find that when you run these community events that you're getting the younger age group that are more interested in it, middle age, or the older ones? So the older ones want to save it for the grandkids, or who would you say you're getting the most inquiries from?
Anecdotally, I would say it's probably middle to older. And predominantly they're, I guess, homeowners that are interested in doing something but also maybe have the financial resources to do something.
Well, because a lot of the younger ones, they've got these high mortgages, haven't they?
Correct.
And they're battling to be able to afford much.
And they're renting. And so there's not a lot that they can do to actually influence, say, solar panels. But one of the things that CORE is trying to do, and we've got a home energy efficiency service that we run, is we actually send, you know, if people are interested, we can send our assessors out and they can look at someone's house, not just from a solar panel point of view or a battery point of view, draft proofing, shades on curtain, all those sorts of things. That's all part of the story.
You've just crossed the line. I've got to take a break and I was going to come back and ask you about that. So we'll just take this break and then we'll be back and we'll find out a bit more of what you're offering in those sorts of ways. I'm talking to Karen and Greg from Healesville CORE. We're talking a bit about why it was set up and what they're hoping to achieve. So, Greg, you just started off then talking about where people can go out and do an audit on the person's home as to what they could. Yep. And it's not all about just going to renewals. It's about, so is that the main focus of the group, or apart from education, what else do you do?
So I suppose there's a couple of things that we do. I think our main focus is predominantly around education with the events that we run. There's also the education involved with the home energy efficiency. But what we do, and I guess I'll use Yarra Valley FM as an example, is we actually lend money to businesses or institutions within the local area. And in fact, Hillsville Core basically purchased the solar panels in the system under which we're sitting here.
Oh, did you?
At the moment, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know we've got solar power.
That's right.
So, but I didn't realise it.
So we actually funded it, and Yarra Valley FM over a period of time on an interest-free loan is returning those funds. So that's what we call a revolving fund. So we lend money on an interest-free basis to businesses that are interested. They pay us off over time interest-free. Then we look for the next one, et cetera, et cetera.
Before you go on with something else, I've got to ask you, therefore, how do you raise those funds? Through government grants?
Through grants, exactly, from a variety of different sources. So we apply for grants on a fairly regular basis. We've got an extremely good relationship with Yarra Rangers Council that supplies with funds each year on, on an agreement basis. We also have a membership basis that we actually raise funds for people who are interested in becoming members.
Which we'll talk about just prior to 2 o'clock. Yep.
Yeah. So there's a number of different avenues that we have for raising the funds.
Yep.
We also, through a merger with Yarra Glenergy, which was a similar type of organisation over in the Yarra Glen, we actually have a EV charging station that we run. In conjunction with council, and so we generate some income from that as well. So,
do you have any of that in Hillsville or only Yarra?
We don't have anything in Hillsville. They're quite, I'll say, expensive to put in the first instance. So, so what we are looking for as a potential for the future is to do something in, in Hillsville if we can, but we need some assistance. We can't afford that entirely ourselves.
Are there any charging stations in Hillsville? I can't recall seeing any.
There's one just, I can't remember the name of the street opposite the entrance to
Green
Aldi. So off River Street. So for me, coming along River Street, turning left to go up to Aldi. Side street there. Which is an interesting one because I have seen that area flooded from time to time. But anyway, that's a separate issue.
I was looking at some photos on Facebook last night, nothing to do with Hillsville, and there was a place that flooded quite often. And the old SEC had built a power station on one corner and someone else had built a service station and there was the water was right through the lot of it. And it was a known floodplain. Anyway. We diverge. So let's keep going on that. Apart from the audits and those, is there anything else? Education is a big thing. Before we get on to education, is there anything else other than education that you do, other than what we've talked about?
We should probably come back to the audits, actually. We just sort of skimmed on that before the break. We call it a home energy efficiency checkup, and that also started quite a few years ago. We've got 8 trained home energy efficiency advisors, we call them, and they go out to people's homes and just have a look at their power bills, see if there's ways that we can save them money. We have an infrared camera, so they see where the heat might be escaping and we can work on that.
Right.
There's also... Well, do you know, about 40% of your power bill is actually linked to heating and cooling your home, so it's a biggie. And if we can help people with that... that's something we'd like to do.
And a certain percent of that is going to escape, doesn't it?
Exactly. So we're trying to make people's homes more comfortable and at the same time more affordable. So that's a great service that we've got. You can head to our website and register for that. It is free for our members and there's a small one-off fee for non-members. And there's a few other companies that do this. I know they charge hundreds. Yeah. We don't charge anything near that. No.
So when the person comes in, we'll call them an assessor or whatever it might be.
There's two people.
So they will go through and do an audit on the house and then obviously they give you a report, but you're talking about this camera and that. Is it all done on the one time? Like the assessor just comes in the once and does it or
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it?
Yeah, we always have 2 advisors at once and, they'll just wander through the house, have a chat with the person who lives there and we provide a very comprehensive report at the end.
Oh,
and
terrific.
Hopefully they might make some changes if what they can. And the thing is with all these changes, you know, we're not expecting anybody to go and spend heaps of money immediately. Yep. Who's got that lying around? But it's good to have a plan. Like, you know, if you've got a say, electric water pump and it's starting to get old, just have a plan, have a look at heat pumps and see how much they'd cost, and that there's a rebate at the moment. Yep. It'll save you money in the long run. So just have a plan to change over when these appliances...
I was just going to say, apart from those appliances, there are all sorts of appliances, aren't there? And in the past, I know people, they had ratings as to what... But nobody ever took much notice of them, did they? So now you're saying people take more notice?
I think we certainly are. I mean, as the electricity prices go up, we're certainly finding ways that we can save money.
All right, got to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
Me cry in my pillow, or leaving alone in my pain. Try to avoid my confusion. Don't let me down, don't let me down.
And I'm talking to Karen and Greg from Healesville Core. And I just quick reminder, of course, at about 5 to 2, if you have your paper and pencil ready, they will give you some contact details as to where you can find out more about this organisation. Do you suggest that, like, if I came along to you and you, an advisor came along and had a look at my house, and then they said, well, this is what you should do, this will help you, but you should go solar. Do you have a list of preferred types or companies, or is that not part of Core?
Well, not exactly. In the past, we used to have bulk buys, and I think it was early 2019 we launched the first one. Right. And back then, there was a lot of misinformation around. There probably is still now, but not quite as much. But these days, there's a lot more reliable suppliers out there, and we probably don't need that anymore. So we do get that question quite often, Alan. People will reach out to us, and I give them two sites to go to. And the first one, our local council, Yarra Rangers, have partnered with a few other councils in the eastern suburbs, and they've set up a program called Solar Savers. And with Solar Savers, they've vetted a few suppliers, and this goes for heat pumps and reverse cycle air conditioners, as well as the solar panels.
Yep.
And people can actually go to that website and just make an inquiry, and they'll get three companies will contact them, and they'll give them quotes. And then after that, you can make a more informed decision. And another good site is called Solar Quotes. In fact, my hubby and I extended our solar earlier this year, and we went for Solar Quotes, and that's exactly what happened. We had three companies contact us, and out of those three, we got more information. They actually did all the subsidies for us as well.
Yeah.
So we didn't even pay the amount and got the money back. We just paid the difference.
Well, I was going to ask you that because not everybody wants to do the paperwork because some of this paperwork can be hard going.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
so it was really, really easy. And we put on solar 11 years ago, and the difference between doing it 11 years ago and doing it this year was remarkable.
Was it?
And cheaper.
I was going to say, everything's probably come down. Far cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
True. All right, now, Greg just mentioned off air about CORE. Now, I guess none of us know, well, some people, the listeners will, but what's CORE stand for?
So CORE stands for Community Renewable Energy. And I guess it's important to note, you know, we're Yarra Valley FM today, thankfully.
Yep.
And whilst Healesville is in the name, we're not just restricted to Healesville.
Aren't you?
Healesville is where we started.
Yep.
That's where our founding president, Jeff, came from. So it sort of made natural sense to evolve or start in Healesville. But we are looking to evolve through the valley where we can. That requires a number of different things, I suppose, Alan. So more members would be good, more people on the committee would be good. But, you know, there are opportunities, I think, not just restricted to Healesville. And so we'd, you know, potentially like to have a look around the valley, see what else we can do at the same time.
Now, Karen's mentioned two or three times about free community events. When do you hold them? How often do you hold them? And generally, where do you hold them?
Well, we aim to hold a couple of years, so 2 a year, one the first half of the year, one the second half of the year. And most of the time we just end up at the Memo. We love the Memo. They support us really well. It's a great venue. Everyone knows it. We are thinking about maybe moving to, you know, running them elsewhere, maybe even Yarra Glen or something.
Yep.
But generally it's here. And how to find out about those? Well, that's the $64,000 question, isn't it? We try very hard to engage the whole community. We put posters up around town, flyers in cafes, that sort of thing. There's usually an article in our local paper.
Yep.
But it's just very hard to reach out to everybody.
And what we normally do, sorry, Alan, if I can cut in there. What we try and do is we get experts in to talk. So it's not us talking about it. We actually get people who are very knowledgeable in the field to come and do it. And they're impartial. They don't have their own sort of boat to push out, et cetera. They're trying to share that knowledge.
Yep.
We had one recently on batteries and because of the government's new subsidy on batteries, et cetera. And we had a couple of really, really good speakers on that. And I think we had over 100 people at the Memo that night.
So what do you say to the person who says, well, because a lot of people say solar isn't worthwhile unless you can have a battery.
Yep.
And so what do you say to the person who comes along and says, well, I really can't afford it. I could probably do solar, but without a battery it's useless, so therefore I won't bother.
So from my own personal situation, I started out with solar because I couldn't afford a battery.
Yep.
And over time I migrated to an upgraded solar system with a battery. The solar only saved me money.
Yep.
Absolutely no two ways about it. I had to change habits, things that I would normally do over night time I did during the daytime.
Yep.
Obviously, a couple of months in the year in the Yarra Valley where it doesn't really work so well.
Well,
but you can't avoid that.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact, and I can prove to anyone, that it actually saved us money, and my repayment period for those panels was around about 8 years, which I thought wasn't a bad investment.
Which is not bad investment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Then when I went to the extra panels and the battery, quite an incredible difference. I won't tell you exactly how much I paid, but it's about a fraction of what you read is the average cost. So it cost me several hundred dollars a year for all of my electricity. That's it, supply and everything.
True, that's all right.
So
it's usually $700 a month.
Exactly. And I've got a pool and other things.
Yeah.
Don't know why I've got a pool in the air, but anyway, that's another story. But, you know, so I'd say for some people it's a transition. We talk about transition. Like, you can't, not everyone can afford to do it at once.
Yeah, that's why I asked it.
Yeah, but if, and I've got a businessy background. Sometimes it's about having a plan for the future and having a, okay, I can do that now, maybe I'll do that later.
Yep.
prices are coming down, there are subsidies of all those sorts of things.
So, what you're saying is, you're in a roundabout way answering the question I asked you, what do you say to people who can't afford the battery? So you're really saying, well, you're going to save some money
yes.
right from the start.
Yeah.
That's what
correct.
You're saying?
Yeah. But I think there's also, and this is sort of a pet of mine, because I actually did one of these home evaluations when I was a member before I joined the committee.
Yeah.
And it's not just about solar panels and batteries or heat pumps.
Right.
So there's little things. My old grandmother used to have a draft stake she'd put under the door.
Yeah.
Those things still work.
I've still got one.
Yeah, exactly.
I've still got them.
They stood the test of time, didn't they?
Yeah, I've still got them.
Window coverings. You lose so much heat through a lack of window coverings or not the right window. So there's all sorts of things. It's not just necessarily about the big ticket items, which are your panels, your batteries, your hot water system, etc.
Yep.
There's a lot of little things that we can all do. But when things break down, as they will do, that's the time when you think, okay, I now need a new hot water system. Will I get gas? Will I get electric? Will I look at a heat pump? Oh, gee, the heat pump's not a bad option and it's going to save me money. That's the time to do it. So,
do you get many, and I know because some of the builders were doing this on a new home, they put one solar panel up on the roof just to do the hot water service and they didn't bother the rest of the house, because I've seen that done. Do you still get builders doing that?
Oh, I don't know that I can answer that question.
I don't know either. Well, that sounds bizarre.
I look, I find it quite disappointing. There's another word I might use, but I find it quite disappointing.
We're on air.
I find it disappointing, though, when you see new developments and new houses without solar panels.
Yep.
People are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for a build. To be honest, I think another $5,000 or $10,000 at that time, and then they've got a solution that they can,
And I sometimes wonder if that one solar panel, because I've seen it done, whether that's just another way of ticking off, oh, well, we've done our bit, don't worry about the rest. All right, so you've, according to what you've got up, you've got also done some upgrades, not only on Yarra Valley, but on a local hall.
Yes, we did that last year.
Greg's not too sure.
Before my time out. No.
Yeah, all right. Yes. So what happened there, Alan, is that a couple of years ago we got a $60,000 grant from the state government.
Yep.
So that was just a wonderful bonus to have, and we decided, we worked with the Badger Creek Hall Committee, and they're on a bit of a journey because their centenary celebration was in February this year.
I know, because we had the men's shed in talking all about it.
Well,
so
there you go.
Yeah.
Yep. No, it was great. I was there, and so what we did last year was, they'd already got the solar panels, but we did like an energy efficiency upgrades on it. So they had these two old gas heaters that were just pretty terrible, floor to ceiling. And I think there's a story about the spinners and weavers group used to huddle around there to get the warmth. And now they complain because it's too warm, because we replaced those with the
with some really efficient stuff.
Yeah, really efficient heat pumps outside as well. And what else we do? There's no insulation at all in that hall.
Oh.
None. So we put some where we could in the ceiling and everything. And we put new pelmets on, new drapes.
That's terrific.
Yeah. Very, very happy with that one.
All right, so the other thing too, that you do say that you sponsor a renewable energy demonstration trailer that goes around the schools. How does that happen? Like, I'm not sure what you can put on a trailer to take to the schools.
You've been doing your homework. That's a new one, that one. that is a new initiative that we did only last month, and We work with other groups, and there's a group in called the Gippsland Climate Change Network.
Right.
And this was recommended to us.
So this
is
the whole of Gippsland, is it?
I'm not sure where they're situated exactly. It's a big group, though.
Yep.
And that was recommended to us by our friends at Clean Energy Nilbuk. We all work together.
Yep.
And so we got a guy, his name's Ian. He ended up staying with me for a few days. And he's got a red trailer. So red stands for Renewable Energy Demonstration Trailer.
Right.
And he just loves going around to the schools and just talking to the kids, asking them questions. I went up to Yarra Glen and watched him in action. He was amazing. He really engaged with the kids, got them thinking about where their power comes from. He was so great. And how we did it was basically we just paid for them to do that. And we're also at the market, and it was a huge draw card because he's got this trailer and it's full of all his gizmos. What did he have on the something on the? I don't know. Lots of things. He had a monitor there that actually showed real time usage, power usage in Australia, state by state, and that was a big draw card as well. So we're going to do that next year because that was a lot of fun.
Great. I've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Welcome back to Community Connections. We're talking to Healesville Core. I should mention that, and we're going to give you some contact details later on, it is C-O-R-E, all in capitals. But you've got something called the Community Energy Revolving Fund. What's that?
Yeah, so, Alan, what happened many years ago, we were fortunate to receive a grant. And instead of actually just spending the money on one or two projects, we thought it would be better to lend the money out on an interest-free basis,
have
it repaid, and so it keeps revolving around. So the original proposition, I think, was for a project. At the moment, we currently have four projects that we've sponsored or we've been able to do through that. And we've actually got, we're building funds up again. There's another one that's coming very close, so that'll be our fifth. And
it's
potentially
very close to here.
Very, very close to here, actually.
Is it?
Very close, yes.
Close than what I know.
So the idea of that is that for businesses predominantly or community groups or whatever, people that are genuinely interested, we will sit down, we'll have a look at their bills, we'll come up with a proposed solution, a cost, interest-free basis, they pay it back, we then build up the funds, look for the next community group, et cetera, and keep going. Sense the revolving nature.
And I guess the thing to say there is it's really good because there's no upfront costs for the community group because that holds them back all the time. They just can't afford to do
it. So it's mainly community groups for that.
It's not just Hillsville. Yeah. If anyone's listening here from anywhere down the Warburton Highway or something, you've got a community group that would like to get solar but doesn't have the dollars to pay up front, just get in contact.
Sounds good. Now, the other one is you've got a thing called Solar for Hillsville Business Project. What's that about?
We would love to see solar in our main street, Alan. But, so last year we actually appointed a consultant and she just went and she literally walked the streets up and down, talked to all the business owners to find out, if they've got solar, and if they don't, would they like solar? And if they'd like it, what's the challenges that are stopping them getting it? And to be perfectly honest, there was no surprises in the report that she produced.
Probably all money.
No, basically a lot of most of our businesses, they rent the premises. That's the hold up there. So trying to get the landlords on site and and trying to incentivize the landlords to put solar on, it's quite difficult whether you're in a residential or commercial. So we haven't let go of that project yet. We produced a report. We just need to get it on more desks there where the policies are made and see what we can do about it.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, we'll take a quick break and then have your paper and pencil ready and they're going to tell you all about how you can find out a lot more about this.
No freedom in disguise, I love you, I no more time left to borrow. Believe that you will fly high in the sky, your light shines beyond tomorrow.
Does life seem confusing to you? People are so busy making money now. I wonder if that changes when you're older. Like, to what you would do if you had it over again.
A rite of passage, a higher message. Belief for the world and for all the masses. A third world famine, the devil's wagons. I'll break down it all like a rogue assassin.
No freedom in disguise, or love you high. No more time left to borrow. Believe that you will fly high in the sky. Your light shines beyond tomorrow. And there's no freedom left in disguise.
It's time and it's yours.
And there's no love left for you to hide.
Inside of you there's more.
And there's no freedom left in disguise.
It's time and it's yours.
To me, trusted in me, not a gift or a curse to be chosen by thee, a beacon for it, a preacher of it, sharing peace as a me and remembered for it. It lives inside me, it's eating at me, like unleashing a beast or the monster in me. There's freedom for you, there's meaning for you. Come on and just stand up while we sing this for you.
No freedom in disguise, or love you high. No more time left to borrow. Believe that you will fly high in the sky. Your light shines.
One more time to say
and there's no love left for you to hide.
It's time and it's yours.
And there's no freedom left in disguise.
Inside of you there's more.
But show me how to know about.
It's time and it's yours.
And so we shine till tomorrow.
Inside of you there's more.
No freedom in disguise, I love you high. No more time left to borrow. Believe that you will fly in the sky. Your light shines beyond tomorrow. Freedom in disguise, I love you high. No more time left to borrow. Believe that you will fly high in the sky. Your light shines beyond tomorrow.
Now, of course, like all community groups, The Hillsville Corps are always looking for members to join. They've got an AGM coming up. If you'd like to get involved in that level, probably a lot of you don't, but if you would like to. But if not, you could go along to their AGM and listen to what's been going on, I guess, or maybe you just want to become a member. So Somebody's going to tell us, first of all, how to find out more. Secondly, what it costs to join and how they go about joining. And then we'll find out more about it.
So the AGM is on Monday the 27th of October. And I promise we're going to put a nice supper on. So come along.
What time?
It's at the Darren Honey Centre at 7:30. Thanks, Alan.
Yeah.
Got the questions?
How else can people find? What's your website?
All right.
What's your Facebook?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not quite sure how to answer that, Race. You just put in Healesville Core or Healesville Community Renewable Energy or Healesville Renewable Energy, and we'll pop up there. We've also got social media.
But you need to mention when they search that the CORE is all in capitals.
Well, the O is little, actually. Does that make a difference?
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it before on Facebook, it's capital C, capital O, capital R,
is
capital
it?
E. Yeah,
yeah,
that's how it comes
that.
Up. But if you look at Healesville Community Renewable Energy, if you type that into Google, it'll give you all the different options, including our website.
Yep.
So I think that's probably the easiest way to go.
All right, cost of joining?
$25 for 1 year.
Yep.
And if people want to take out a 2-year membership, that's $35.
Yeah. Well, that's cheap enough.
And what we're looking to do is give not just so the home energy efficiency is included in that price, so you don't pay anything for one of those reviews of your home. Yep. And we're looking at other ways that we can potentially add benefits to members through dealing with local businesses in Healesville that are prepared to support us and supply some discounts. So not a lot of money, helps us keep doing what we'd like to do.
And unfortunately, whether we like it or not, all groups need money.
Unfortunately, that's just
true.
The fact of life, isn't it? Can't get away from it.
And the other issue, as you said before too, I guess anybody who can help you with getting more grants into the organisation, I guess you'd love to hear from them.
Well, look, to be honest, yes, grants are our lifeblood, I guess, from a financial point of view. But the other thing, I suppose, Alan, is many hands make light work.
Absolutely.
And there's no job too big or too small.
And there'll be some people out there who are expert at writing grants.
Absolutely.
You've probably got a lot of good people anyway, but
the more the merrier.
There's always the more the merrier.
Yep.
And it's surprising me when you talk to some people that you know, some organiser, and I don't say this has happened to you, but somebody will come on and say, oh, do you know, there is another avenue for a grant.
Correct.
And all of a sudden someone says, oh, is there?
Yeah. You don't know what you don't know.
And we don't all know everything either, do we?
No, exactly.
So, first of all, Karen, what made you get involved?
Okay, well, I was at the meeting back in 2017, and I was just really excited about what might happen, and I just wanted to be part of it. And do you know, I was one of 70 people, that's 70 people who volunteered that night.
We probably haven't got 70 volunteers
now. Oh, I wish we did. Where have they all gone? Come out, come back.
So, Greg, at some stage, were you there in the 2017?
I was there not long after I became a member.
So what made you, as Greg, decide I want to get involved with this organisation?
Karen said help.
No, look, I like the idea of a community organisation basically helping people to make some decisions as to the future of our environment.
So that's the point I wanted to try and get to, because Greg could have sat at home and looked at the paper and found a whole lot of different groups
Correct.
That he wanted to join.
Yep.
So what honed in on the core?
Look, I think I have a personal belief that if we can leave our little part of this world, or the world in general, a better place for the generations to follow, why wouldn't I do that?
That's great. So if people out there have the same belief, and I think we all should, because we've nearly all got children, grandchildren or great-grandchildren, and when it's all said and done, we don't own this earth. We're only sort of custodians of it as we walk through, aren't we?
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's all about making a difference.
It is too. Yeah. And I guess the other issue is if nobody does anything, well, nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's going to change.
Nothing's going to change.
I think my favourite saying is to think globally but act locally. I do like that, and that's what we're doing here at CORE.
I think it's great.
Yep.
Karen, we've got people listening that are thinking, oh, maybe, maybe not. Give us a plug as to why they should come and be part of Healesville CORE.
Look, you know, we actually have a lot of fun, and we're friends as well. And you learn
and
a lot.
And good supper for the AGM.
Good supper, yes, yes. Good supper events as well. Look, speaking personally, I've been doing this 3 years now, and I have grown so much and learnt so much. Yep. And you do make a difference, and it's very satisfactory. We need more people probably to come and just join the committee if we can. However, you know, just come and give us a hand, whatever you can. It's very satisfying.
Same with you, Greg. You've got probably 30 seconds to sell us as to why we should join or become part of it.
So I think most of us are aware. We hear a lot of things. We hear the good, the bad, the ugly and everything in between.
And not only, it's not all honest either.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yep. So I think for me it's part, what can I do to make a difference? But what can I really do to make a difference? Yeah, you can talk about government should do this and state government should do that. At the end of the day, the from the bottom up, that's how you make differences.
And so, absolutely.
And if it comes from the bottom up, governments have to take more notice.
Well, eventually they'll listen if there's enough of us.
One would hope.
Yeah. Well, they will, because I'm cynical, and everyone knows I'm cynical. They all want to get re-elected.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's what comes up from below.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not, you know, we're not talking revolution by any stretch of the imagination, but if we evolve, we embrace the future, we think about the future, not the past, then I think potentially for kids, grandkids, future generations, why wouldn't I do something?
Sounds great to me. Look, we're fast running out of time. Thank you, the two of you, this afternoon for coming in and having a talk to us. I hope that somewhere along the line you get a whole lot more members and... I guess, basically, too, even if people don't want to join, or if they do want to join the organisation, one of the best things they could do is come out of an order of their house, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
see what it means for them.
Well, you're being a bit, I don't know, but you're worrying about yourself, aren't you? Yeah. So go for it. All right, I got to go. We'll be back with more straight after 2 o'clock news.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks.